We'll start with the set-aside prayer. God, please set aside everything I think I know about you, God, the steps, recovery, the big book, what's best for me, what's best for others. Especially help me let go of all of my old ideas and live on your spiritual truth. Heavenly Father, have mercy on me, a sinner. Help me carry your message today. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. So we're plowing our way through working with others. A lot of people think it's step 12, so that when they come, they're not ready for this, but it's really about the first step. It's about how we build that relationship with our Creator, how we help someone walk them down the path we walked, and they outline in here the path that they took to take somebody else through it. And we're on page 98, and they're talking about, in the first paragraph, which we covered last time, that it's not, they're talking about you don't want to give people, be a service to them. You don't want to be a money lender or solve all their problems. You're there to show them the path that you took to God, so they'll want to take it and do it and have the result you had. And it says, if we put our work on a service plane, the alcoholic commences to rely upon our assistance, which is human assistance. Remember, no human power can relieve this. So I can't relieve somebody else's alcoholism. And I have to be careful that they don't rely on me and my assistance in their non-spiritual matters. The alcohol commences to rely upon my assistance rather than upon God. That's the key point of this working with others. This chapter, our reliance has to be upon God. He clamors for this or that, claiming he cannot master alcohol until his material needs are cared for. And I've met people like that. They have things going on in their lives. They're full of fear. So they're worried about these things won't work out. They're separated from God. They can't give themselves 100% to this simple program. And I wrote, he cannot master alcohol until his spiritual needs are cared for. Remember, when the spiritual malady is overcome, we straighten out physically and mentally. It says it says we have an illness that only a spiritual experience can conquer. Nothing else. We have to experience the spirit because it's God that conquers the disease, not me, ever. And I can't conquer my disease today. I have to go to God, and he is the one who gives me the power to choose. He says, nonsense. Stuart's favorite session. Some of us have taken very hard knocks. That means it's taken a long time to get to the point to learn this truth, and here's the truth. Job or no job, wife or no wife, we simply do not stop drinking so long as I place dependence upon people, and I wrote anything, ahead of dependence on God. Remember, we only have one question do we ask ourselves. Is God everything or is he nothing? What is my choice to be? And if I choose me in the moment, I see things wrong, I can get disturbed, and if I'm new and I keep choosing that, I'll drink again. If I've been in recovery for a long time and I keep choosing that, I will drink eventually. There's no doubt in my mind. It may just take a little longer than the guy with 3 days. I won't stop drinking, dependence upon other people had a dependence on God. And I wrote, what does dependence on people versus God look like? Ask yourself that. What does dependence on God look like? And I was thinking about that because I'm into studying the scripture and the word that I have to have dependence and trust in God. That's the key. And why? Because I'm a broken, sinful human being, and I don't have the power to manage my life. I'll make bad choices. So I have to seek God in my situation, Christ, all the time. And if not, I'm on my own and I'll make bad decisions. Now, I don't do that perfectly. None of us do. And that's what grace is all about. But, and they talk about in the morning when you wake up, what are you supposed to do? Pray and ask God to direct your life and divorce your thinking from selfish, dishonest, self-seeking motives. And then throughout the day, you're to go to God with indecision. God, when you don't know what the next thing is to do. And when you're agitated, doubtful, pause and go to God. Now, it seems so simple, but it's hard because we're always, our first modus operandi is to go to me. And I have to be learned that that doesn't work. And how do you learn that? Practice. Chris and I are looking at 6 and 7, which is really going from me to God all the time. And I didn't even know what that meant. And I don't have the card in front of me right now, but I know when I'm on the wrong side of the card. I don't like the way things are, I'm judging, blah, blah, blah. You know the usual. It's alcoholism. And I have to stop and say, no, God, get me on the right side. Get me to you. Let me practice your character. I talk about love, patience, kindness, tolerance, consideration, compassion a lot. That's how God wants me to be. That's what he wants me to practice. And when I'm not practicing that, I'm on the wrong side of the card. And I don't feel well. I don't like something. I'm judging something. This guy's driving me crazy. Blah, blah, blah. You know, that happens in AA. Anybody else do that? And I have to say, well, you know, we're all God's kids. Love, patience, tolerance, kindness, tolerance, consider, compassion. So the more you do it, the better you get at it. Joe and Charlie said we practiced our character defects so well. We were so good at them for so long that it takes it's work to practice the opposite. 6 and 7 is a lot of work. And it's a lot of work in the beginning. And it's basically 6 and 7 is showing trusting God. Go from me to God, me to God, me to God. Now here's another, this is 2 sentences. Burn. Now you're going to take a branding iron and you're going to burn this idea into someone's conscious brain. Does this sound like a little suggestion? Burn the idea to the consciousness of every man or woman that he can get well regardless of anyone. But here's the condition. And it says, the only condition is that I trust in God and clean house. And I'm showing I trust in God when I'm disturbed and I go to God. When I wake up, I go to God. When I'm on the wrong side, I go to God. I still go to me first, but I gotta then go to God. Now, a lot of times, it's really interesting for me, what is God will say to me, don't talk. God will say, don't say anything. She's going on and on, don't say anything. And it seriously, to me, that's a spiritual experience. You know, when I just keep my mouth shut. Now, you know, I talk too much, and you know that, and I don't want to hear the comments. But seriously, in relationships, when you're with other people, the guy says, I need to bring love in every situation. So I have, my mind says, you don't need to say that right now. You don't need to bring that up. Now, that's God. That's not me. I never used to do that. So I don't know, trust in God and clean house. Clean house you do through inventory. And you trust in God through prayer, meditation, inventory, and you want to trust in God and practice his character. That's what this program is all about. Practicing my character didn't work. Got me here, my life was a complete mess. Anybody look back on their life and see bad decisions? I'm the only one. Because I was trusting in my character, and it was self-centered. I wasn't a bad person, I just trusted in the wrong thing. So I love those two paragraphs. Now, the domestic problem. Any domestic problems when people come in here? No, I was the only one. That was a joke. Nobody laughed. There may be divorce. Maybe you're still having domestic problems. There may be divorce, separation, or just strained relations. When your prospect has made such reparation as he can, amends, repairing the damage to his family, and has thoroughly explained to them the new principles by which he is living. So are you in a relationship? Can you explain the principles by which you're now living? Do they even want to hear it? A lot of times they don't want to hear it because they're still angry at you, or they still upset. But could you explain them? He should proceed to put those principles into action at home. So I think that's the thing that works best at home, is to try to practice the principles at home. And if they see you practicing, they'll see the change. And that could be, like I said, don't say anything. I don't need to bring this up. I don't need to react to this. It's a change in the way I'm looking at things through God. It's not me. I don't take any credit for it. And that is if he's lucky enough to have a home. Now, some people don't have the home anymore. Though his family be at fault in many respects, he should not be concerned about that. We don't want to hear when you do your resentment list and you put somebody down, we don't want to hear how horrible they were. You write it down, but then the truth is, maybe they weren't that bad. And it doesn't matter, because we should never be angry, remember? And we have to say the four prayers and look at it from a different angle and forgive and move on and look at our mistakes. He should concentrate on his own spiritual demonstrations. So again, they're talking about practice the principles. Step 12, practice the principles in all our affairs. We don't talk about that as much at meetings. Practice the principles in your affairs, at home, with everybody. Now, when I do that, I have a better day. I don't know what they are like, but my day is better. I feel better. I'm less disturbed. I have more peace. When I practice the principles, I have peace. Why? Because I'm with God. When I'm not practicing them, I don't have peace. Now, I don't know about you, but all I was seeking my whole life was peace. I just wanted to feel okay, be good enough, be okay. And I get it now by just practicing God's character. I'm at peace. And that's what Scripture says. I get shalom, peace I give to you. He should argument and fault finding. Anybody ever argue or fault find? Are to be avoided like the plague. You think that's a little suggestion? Argument and fault, and we need to do that all the time. Anybody like to find fault with people? Look at their character, their defects. I used to be very good at that. All it did was get me disturbed, and it ruined my relationships. They're not at fault. They are who they are. That became my mantra after a while, doing a million four steps with people and doing my own all the time with them. They are who they are. He is what he is. She is what they can't help. They're doing the best they can. And so I need to be accepting that they're doing the best they can, and then love them. In many homes, it's a difficult thing to do, but it must be done if any results are to be affected. And it's hard in a home that's been in turmoil. Like, people come back from treatment, they've had 18 years of driving the wife crazy, and then 60 days, they don't understand why she isn't all lovey-dovey all the time. Hello, it's not going to happen. And they talk about that on page 83, reparations with the family. Praying for love, patience, and tolerance with the family every day. It says the spiritual life is not a theory. Anybody remember that line? What does it say next? We have to live it. So this isn't a talking group session knowledge program. This is an action program. And the principles are in here, and the principles are in Scripture. It says, if persisted in for a few months, the effect on a man's family is sure to be great. It will. Things change. The more I change and the more I practice my change, the more other people change. Now, they may be the same that they were before I changed, but I see them differently. And they may change to me. But it doesn't matter how they react. I have to do this. We were talking about Ed. If I don't change, my sobriety date will. And the purpose of this is to change me, not them. The most incompatible people discover they have a basis upon which they can meet. And that's not just in a marriage, but this is in relationships, family members, AA members. We can meet on the basis of trusting and relying upon God, practicing his principles. Little by little, the family may see their own defects and admit them. These can then be discussed in an atmosphere of helpfulness and friendliness. And am I being helpful and friendly? Not all the time. Anybody else? Sometimes, you know, I'm getting the razzmatazz and I'm not in an atmosphere of helpful and friendliness, and I have to pause in my mind and say, okay, she will stop talking. Why did I bring that up? I'm at fault. Keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything. And it gets better. It doesn't happen all the time, but, you know, people are people. After they have tangible results, the family will perhaps want to go along. These things will come to pass naturally and in good time, provided, you see, there's always giving you conditions, provisions. However, the alcoholic continues to demonstrate that he could be sober, soundness of mind, physically and emotionally sober, considerate of others, and helpful. This tolerance is meanings being considerate of others. They are who they are. They're doing the best they can. You know, get over it, Michael. Say the prayers if I have to. I don't say them that often because I just say I'm being inconsiderate. They are who they are. Now that takes about how many seconds? I need to be considerate. They are who they are. What, 6 seconds, 5 seconds? Mahomes can throw a touchdown pass in that time. Regardless of what anyone says or does, doesn't matter what they say or do, I have to be sober, considerate, and helpful. Now these are really good principle paragraphs. Of course, we all fall much below this standard many times, we all do it, and then we make amends. We say we're sorry, we should have, God willing, I won't do this again. That's in the next chapter. But when it's tried to repair the damage immediately, lest we pay the penalty for a spree. By repairing the damage, I'm getting back into God. They're not blocking me. And if I repair the damage, then I don't have to go on a spree. So I have to do step 10 and 11 all the time. Anybody agree with that? Pages 84 to 88. If there be divorce or separation, there should be no undue haste for the couple to get together. And it could be any kind of relationship. The man should be sure of his recovery. Now, how are you sure of your recovery? You're practicing the principles. You've done all the action up until this point. You're continuing to do it all the time. We're never cured, but we want to be recovered. And recovered is that right relationship with God. The wife should fully understand this new way of life. They have Al-Anon now. I don't know what they do at Al-Anon, but they should understand. And they can come to meetings. They can come with you to the meetings. They can read the book. If their old relationship is to be resumed, it must be on a better basis. What basis? Trusting and relying upon God, since the former did not work. This means a new attitude and spirit all around. A new attitude that God is God and I'm not. A spirit of forgiveness and love and tolerance. Sometimes it's the best interest of all concerned the couple remain apart. You might want to read this to your spouses, these paragraphs. Read it to the person you're in a relationship with. Tell them this is what you're trying to do. Somebody thinks that's a ridiculous idea. Okay. Jody can talk about that afterwards. Sometimes it is the best interest of all concerned that a couple, obviously no rule can be laid down. The other thing is, I shouldn't be giving marital advice to anybody. You get it? We're not marriage counselors. And so we can share our experience. Now I can share my experience of the mistakes I've made and the mistakes I've made in my thinking and how I react to things. But I can't tell somebody whether they should be together or separate or whatever. When the time for living is to come, it will be apparent to both parties. So now it says, let the alcoholic continue his program. Program is different than meetings. Program is practicing the principles. Relationship with God, inventory, prayer, meditation. It's the action of the steps, 6 and 7, all the time. No alcoholic say he cannot recover unless he has his family back. This just isn't so. In some cases, the wife will never come back for one reason or another. And in some cases, they will never forgive you. People will never forgive you. Why? Because it works for them not to forgive you, because then they feel like they have power over you. and they don't want to look at themselves. Remember, resentment is blaming somebody else. And so remember, you only pay the bill one time. You make your amends, you say you're sorry, you live your spiritual life, and how they react is different. You have to be tolerant and considerate. It's very difficult. Remind the prospect that his recovery is not dependent upon people. There it is again. It is dependent upon his relationship with God, a right relationship, an intimate relationship, father and son. He's my dad. Dad's take care of me. Go to dad. It's not dependent upon people, and I wrote things, circumstances, what I've got, success, like Bill W., we want to be successful. It's not dependent upon that, because none of that matters, because it changes all the time. It's dependent upon my relationship with God. We have seen men get well whose families have not returned at all. We have seen others slip when the family came back too soon. Now, here's the paragraph that I go to all the time. This paragraph has meant so much to me in my life. If I have a little self-pity, I go to this. If I'm feeling a little down, I go back to this these lines. If I feel disturbed or uneasy at all, I go back to these lines. This is it. This is it for me. Both you and the new man, so you and the new person, whoever it is, must, notice the must here, walk. It's an action. It's not thinking. It's not talking. Must walk day by day in the path of spiritual progress. And it doesn't mean that I'm ahead of the new guy or I'm better than the new guy. Walk day by day, and I say hand in hand. We're all alcoholics. And then the hand that I give the new guy is at first a flimsy reed, but it may become the powerful hand of God. It's not me. It's how God works through people. Isn't that right? And if we're not walking hand in hand day by day with them, they're walking by themselves. So somebody has to walk with them in the path of spiritual progress. Now, rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our path. What is the path? The path is to God. What is these first 100 pages? A treasure map to God. It's not a treasure. It's a treasure map. Now, if you have a treasure map that works, great. If you don't, try this. It's very specific. Steps and suggestions. Now, if I persist in walking day by day in the path of the spiritual progress, and notice you're walking with someone else. So I'm always trying to help somebody. I'm always trying to walk with somebody. I'm always talking to somebody. I have to tell people to call me every day. It gives me somebody to talk to, somebody to walk with. Remarkable things will happen. Does anybody agree with that? You can talk about it I'm going to shut up soon. They seemed happy with that. When we look back, now here's the thing that really helps me. I get down about something. I look back to that moment of complete defeat when everything was a effing mess, full of fear, life completely unmanageable. When I look back, I realize the things which came to me when I put myself in God's hands were better than anything I could have planned. Now that's true for me, and you could talk about it when we stop. When I look back, I realize the things which came to me, and I would never have predicted when I got on my knees that I'd be doing this here today, 20-some years later, that I'd be reading Scripture, listening to Scripture this morning. Wow, who would have thought that? And that I would be sober and clean and married and really have no worries in the world, except the ones I want to bring in. Who would have thought? And even though my son died, and it's still very sad about that, I don't talk about it much, but look at the things that have happened to me. We're better than anything I could have planned. Notice, I could have planned. My plan never worked anyway. And here's the key. Follow the dictates, laws, instructions of a higher power, which I call God, and I will presently live. That means now, living now in a new and wonderful world. Now, that means if I'm following the dictates of God And I will presently live, if I'm failing right now, I will presently live right now in a new and wonderful world. Now, I was living in the wrong room, the house with two rooms. I was living in Michael's room. I want to live in God's room. And if I'm following his dictates and I'm living in God's world, it's different. It's new and wonderful. And here's the key. I don't know how they wrote this. No matter what my present circumstances, now think about that. No matter what's going on out there, if I'm following God's dictates, I'm trusting in him, I'm practicing the spiritual principles, and I'm living in the now, it doesn't matter what's going on out there. I could still be okay. People say, are you happy? Well, I don't know. That depends on the circumstances. But I can be okay no matter what the circumstances. And that's, I think, the greatest promise in the book. That's what AA gives me. I'm okay no matter what's going on out there. Now, I always wanted to fix out there so I'd be okay. How'd that work? No, I made a mess of things. Now I want to fix me inside and be okay. And then how do I react? Now, don't we say the serenity prayer here every day, time meeting? So God, give me the serenity, following your dictates, getting this new and wonderful world. And then do I need to accept or change what's going on out there? How do I deal with the circumstances? And remember, it says how we react if we're in fit spiritual condition. I'll react differently. So happy or sad is a subjective thing, but I can be okay no matter what. So people say, I told somebody, and they said, have a good day. Or I said, I'm the only person who can screw it up, and they kind of look at you, and, you know. It's true. All right, I'm going to stop right there. These are great pages, and I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about. So thank you very much.
So